This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Shali Pittman. Northwood State Senator Mary Felskowski says she's not seeking a run for higher office in 2026. In a statement yesterday, the state lawmaker from Tomahawk said she would remain a state senator after, quote, months of thought, prayer, and discussions with my husband, unquote. Senator Felskowski had been rumored as a potential candidate for Congress or for governor next year. State lawmakers are considering tweaks to tax breaks for data centers. In the state budget 2 years ago, lawmakers rolled out a sales and use tax exemption to attract data centers to Wisconsin. According to new reporting from the Center Square, that exemption led to $70 million in foregone sales tax in just the first 2 years. But the bill left out tax breaks for co-located centers, which serve multiple businesses under one roof. A bill described as a technical change would expand the definition so those centers can qualify too. One company pushing for the change is Arc Data Centers, which has a site near Appleton. They say their original law blocked them from credits and they lost business to other states. The bill is sponsored by a handful of state lawmakers, all Republicans, including Representative Patrick Snyder of Schofield, who represents Wausau in the state legislature, and Robert Witke of Caledonia, a village in southeastern Wisconsin, where Microsoft was recently met with community opposition to a planned data center. The company announced it would find a different site. Wisconsin has nearly four dozen data centers throughout the state, according to a map from datacentermap.com. One, the Wildcar 1 data center, is located in Mosinee. Another, Aventis 715, is located in Marshfield.
And with more news, here's Isabella Nieto.
The city of Wausau will have a new poet laureate. Mai Cao Hang is a graduate of UW-Stevens Point. She says before her college courses in creative writing, she wasn't fond of the subject.
Through those courses, I was able to see the beauty in creating poetry in general.
Hang says most of her creative writing experience stems from her college courses. She says her professors sparked her interest in writing poetry.
They would always encourage not just me, but the whole class in general. The poetry that we read and having us write, having time in class to write about what you want and sharing your poetry with the class in general really sparked that in me.
Hang says what appealed to her about the poet laureate position traces to her heritage as a member of the Hmong community.
It's just a very huge honor because, giving back to the community and since my family did come here in 2004, and Wausau was a huge support for my family, not just my family, but the Hmong community in general. So standing before the public and showing me as a young Hmong person and a female, too, at that, it would be a very huge honor.
Hang will be the third Wausau Poet Laureate. The Poet Laureate serves a 2-year term, and they are tasked with representing Wausau and the literary arts by creating and presenting original works at some city events, including city council meetings. The Poet Laureate also participates in the annual Central Wisconsin Book Festival at the Marathon County Public Library. If approved by the City Council, Hang will serve until 2027. The City Council will meet tonight at 6:30 p.m. where they will vote on Hang's appointment. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Shali Pittman for WXCO News.
The Brewers reload.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.